Good afternoon, Omar.
Hi. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, do you feel very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Just one second.
Hello?
When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues are to you? Is to you, sorry. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means that it's a very important issue to you. Crime and violence from 0 to 10?
Crime and violence is a very important issue. So give it an 8.
Thank you. Housing rights?
What do you mean housing rights?
From 0 to 10, how important is that to you?
Housing rights.
Yes.
I don't know what that is, so I'm going to give it a 2.
Climate change?
5.
Healthcare?
7.
Democracy?
9.
Criminal justice reform?
Yes.
Jobs and wages?
8.
Student loan debt?
3.
Sorry, did you say 3?
I said 3.
Thank you. K-12 education?
9.
Abortion rights?
7.
Immigration?
3.
Voting rights?
7.
Racism and discrimination?
9.
Inflation and the cost of living?
5.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
Okay.
Thank you. What is your race? You can select all that apply, white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, Spanish.
African-American.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I think of myself. I'm male.
What is the year of your birth?
1968.
Thank you so much. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's, college degree.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all,
7.
And 10 means
7.
That your vote has a lot of power
7.
To make change on issues.
7.
Thank you.
7.
How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
6.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Joe Biden, from 0 to 10.
Zero is negative and 10 is positive?
10 is very warm and favorable, and 0 is very cold and unfavorable, sorry.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Joe Biden, from 0 to 10?
7.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Robert Kennedy Jr.? 2.
The Democratic Party?
8.
Donald Trump?
0.
The Republican Party?
2.
Kamala Harris?
7.
Tim Walz?
7.
Thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, I do not plan to vote, or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, other did not vote for president.
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, moderate difference, or big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you. We are almost done with the survey. Thank you for your patience. I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top 3 reasons that apply to you. I don't trust the candidates or political parties. Powerful forces behind the scenes control what laws get passed. I don't feel informed enough about the issues. I am not interested in politics. The system is working exactly as intended to benefit certain people, not us. Or another one.
Those are all pretty negative.
Yes, the statement says, the question says, I am going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. So please select the top 3 reasons that apply to you.
None of them apply to me. I don't even like, they don't apply. I don't think my vote doesn't count. Can I pass on that one?
Okay, let me just write that down. Thank you. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them.
Disagree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you. I am going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote will make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. If there were more trustworthy candidates who understood Black issues, if there were stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics, if Black communities united around a common cause, if politicians kept their promises to Black communities, if I could have open, judgment-free conversations with Black people like me about important issues before voting.
Okay, open conversations.
Okay.
That's one. What are the other ones again? None of them really resonate.
We have if politicians kept their promises to Black communities, if Black communities united around a common cause, if there were stricter regulations on political funding and regulations to control big money in politics, if there were more trustworthy candidates who understood Black issues.
The politicians kept their promises, add that. That's it. Those are the only two.
Okay, thank you. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. Because we demanded change, we declared our power and made a difference. In March of this year, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau set a new rule to reduce credit card late fees from 32 to 8. These junk fees, all as they have been called, will save American consumers $10 billion annually. Our votes are keeping more money in our pockets. From 0 to 10?
Consumer Protection Bureau lowering junk fees. I'm indifferent. I give it a 6. It's positive.
Thank you. Because we made our voices heard, we declare our power and shape our city's future. In her first budget, Philadelphia Mayor Cheryl Parker has allocated $6.3 billion to key city improvements. The budget includes funding for more police officers, enhancements to the streets department, increased funding for SEPTA, and neighborhood cleaning. This budget outlines her goal to make Philadelphia the safest, cleanest, and greenest big city in the nation.
Give her a 9.
Thank you. Because we protested together and voted, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Our votes and our power are achieving the justice that we deserve.
Four.
Thank you. Because Black Pennsylvanians voted for the right elected officials, a bill in the Pennsylvania Senate is being discussed that will give 526 million in grants to schools in 2025. The money will go to schools with more students living in poverty, making sure that schools in areas with lower poverty property values get the funds they need. Our votes are making our community.
I give that a 9.
Thank you. Thank you for your responses so far. I am now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the vote has. Okay. Just for quality purposes, I am going to finish this sentence. Has on the scale from 0 to 10, whereas 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you.
8.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 6. 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
6.
Thank you. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled?
Full-time.
Sorry? Thank you.
Full-time.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
My estimate of last year?
Yes.
Call it 500,000.
Okay. Did you say 500,000?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. What is your present religion, if any?
None.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times
not
a year?
Not at all.
Thank you. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you for your time and have a nice day.
Thank you. Have a great one.